the people in the community will bring pictures or objects or artifacts that are important to them. And it will go into these tents, this museum that we're creating. And anyone who comes can look at the objects and reflect on them and write about them and think about what story they tell about Fairview. And the idea is to create more accurate public memory and public history of what's happening in that neighborhood and what can happen in that neighborhood.
Will you archive the pop-up material somewhere, or is this meant to be temporary?
It's both. So it's meant to be temporary in the sense that it will only be there for a few hours, but the overall plan is that we will scan all the objects, and once we have some funding, that we will archive it on an interactive website. And ideally, this is part of the centennial projects going on around town over the next year, year and a half.
You mentioned having the community bring these pictures and mementos and also to write about them. Are you hoping to have people write things, thoughts about this right there on site and then leave that for part of the archive?
Exactly. So we've created some sheets that have writing prompts on them. And the idea is that these sheets will be in front of the objects or pictures and that community members or visitors that come to the pop-up museum can reflect on the spot about what they're seeing. For instance, if they see a picture, they might write, I have the same picture at home, or I remember seeing this house, this picture of this house when I was little, or things that connect the community together and create, again, a better collective memory of what's happening in the neighborhood.
Are there other pop-up museums planned for other Anchorage neighborhoods?
That's the idea, that this is somewhat of a pilot project and that we would work with other community councils and other courses. This was a project of the civic engagement course that I teach at the university through the Center for Community Engagement and Learning. And so next semester, perhaps we would work with another community to organize a pop-up in their neighborhood.
There's also some neighborhood walks being planned this weekend. What neighborhoods are on the walk route?
Most of the walks are going to be taking place downtown, and there's one in Midtown, but they're dreamt up from students in my honors class, and they're Jane Jacobs walks. And so Jane Jacobs was a public space advocate who talked about getting to know your neighbors and walkable cities. And so there's walks that look at different art or boutiques downtown. There's one called the Urban Survivor, and that's going to be in Midtown looking at REI and survivor skills and a gun shop and thinking about how to be a great urban survivor in Anchorage.